Word of God is powerful. And that is whether we believe it or not, because the Word stands on its own. It doesn't need us to be powerful. It is just powerful. Why? Because it's all about God. And it tells us about who He is and what He's doing and what He has done, what He's capable of, what He will do. For those of you who are struggling with your faith, it's up one day, it's down the next. It's based on circumstances. It depends on situations, and it depends on if the bill is paid or if the kids are acting right or if the spouse is around. But that's not faith. And I want you to also remember that faith has really nothing to do with how you feel. That's why you can have faith when you're feeling nothing like faith. Faith is making a choice to believe something or someone, in this case, and that's God. And if He has told you something in His Word, it's already done. Because in Numbers 23, we're told that He is not a man that He should lie. So if He has said it, it is done. He has spoken. It's done. We just simply have to believe Him. And we also have to remember that He knows best in terms of timing and how to fulfill His Word. He doesn't leave that up to us. We trust that He will just do it. But there's a text of scripture in Colossians that I want to share with you. And it's in Colossians 3, starting with verse 1. And Paul says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God." He goes on to say, "Set your affections on the things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory." I want to point some things out to you. This is a very powerful scriptures, and it's really one of my favorite. Now, Paul is saying, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. But what he's informing us is Christ is in a position of power and authority. And when we are allowing Him to be in our life, to be our life, we too are in a position of power because He is in us being powerful. Therefore, it doesn't matter what we're feeling today, we still can act on our faith. And we can ask God to manage our emotions until they catch up with our faith. But never at any time are we to believe if we don't feel it, it is not faith. That's a lie from Satan. Because God is so much more, and His Word is so much deeper, that we don't have to feel it for it to be faith. There's something else that Paul says, "For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." Dead to what? To trespasses and sin. Dead to the stuff of the past. Dead to those habits you've had in the past that have kept you from God. Dead to whatever it needs to be. He is saying, declare yourself dead to it. And when we who are Christians went down in that watery grave, saying yes to those things dying, and when we came up out of the watery grave, we are alive. We have accepted life. We have claimed life. We say we want to live. We want Christ's life to be victorious in us. Because we also read that we are, what, crucified with Christ. Yet not us, but Christ in us. He is our hope of glory because our life is hidden in Him. And if you go to John 15, He tells us to abide in the Word. And if we read John 1, Christ is the Word. And we can believe all of that regardless of how we feel. And therefore, we can act upon it. We can step out. We can move on. We can run ahead. Simply because the Word of God tells us the truth all the time. If there is no other scripture in this Word of God, if there was never another scripture to read but Colossians 3:4, which says, "When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory," then he has said enough. And I believe him.